Hello, I am Gustavo calling from SIU, the Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Will that be you?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Is your home a single-family home, detached?
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. And please tell me, in what year was your home built?
2021.
Thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
11 years.
11 years?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
More than that. Maybe 12. I don't know, somewhere around there.
Okay, thank you so much. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following tropical storm? Category 1 hurricane, category 2 hurricane, category 3 hurricane, category 4 hurricane, or category 5 hurricane?
Yeah.
And in this case,
do I have to tell you which category? I don't know. The last hurricane we had was what, Cat 3? I think I experienced like 2 or 3 of them, like Cat 2 or 3.
Category 3. Okay, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And can you tell me the name and the year of the Category 3 hurricane?
Oh, shoot. I don't remember.
What was the last hurricane we had here? What was the last hurricane we had here in Florida? Yeah, I know, but what was the name, do you know? Alexa, what's the name of the hurricane that we had in Florida last year? Oh, shit. I don't remember.
Two hurricanes.
Alexa, what was the name of the last hurricane last year?
The most recent hurricane in 2023 was Hurricane Otis, which started on
October 22nd,
2023.
Idalia, Otis, all the last hurricanes that we had in Florida.
What is the name?
Idalia, Otis.
Idalia, okay, thank you so much.
And Otis.
Okay, thank you so much. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat vulnerable, depending on the category.
Thank you so much. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Make sure I have enough supplies and food, generator filled, bunker down, and in the room that has no, in the closet or in the room that doesn't have windows.
Okay, thank you so much. And now let me ask you, when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane?
The moment I hear there's a hurricane on the way or a tropical storm.
Well, I'm sorry. In this case, I am going to read you a list and you can tell me on which applies.
Oh, okay.
When a hurricane watch is issued, it means hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or do you think your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours?
Well, my house is secure. We have hurricane windows, but I would start preparing the first moment I hear about a hurricane, so 48 hours.
48
hours.
I thought
you were doing a survey on hurricane conditions. Sorry, say that again.
So you told me 48 hours.
48 hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Repeat this, the question, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage?
Very certain.
Thank you so much. And please select your top three sources of information. I can help you with this. As, for example, maybe it can be the internet sources other than social media, or maybe the radio, or the TV, or newspapers, or print media, friends and family, social media as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or WhatsApp. You can select three.
I'm so sorry. What was that?
Well, in this case, you can select your top three sources of information. And as I mentioned before, well, I can give you some examples as internet sources other than social media, radio, the TV, newspapers or print media, friends and family, social media as Twitter, Facebook, mm-hmm. Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or WhatsApp. You can tell me just...
You're asking, three. Like, what kind of, which one I would use to get my source of information?
Yeah, your top three sources of information. You can select three.
The news, maybe social media. The news, and the radio.
The radio. Okay, thank you so much. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
5.
Thank you so much. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Well, I can mention you, for example, maybe the transportation cost, the cost of housing, the property taxes, the cost of child care, loss of income or employment, the cost of food and other essentials, cost of insurance, or if there is another one, you can tell me.
But what was the question, though?
Yeah, have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane?
No,
or
nothing. No, none of them.
All right, thank you so much. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Neither flood nor evacuation zone?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay, thank you so much. And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. Or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never.
If they ordered me to evacuate.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go?
Away, anywhere away from the eye of the hurricane. Probably out of the state.
To another state. Okay, thank you so much. And how many vehicles?
More questions do we have? Because I have to put my son to bed. So.
Well, actually, there's just.
Actually,
there's just a few questions, and well, I will try to be the briefly possible. And,
okay, go ahead.
Thank you so much. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
2.
Thank you so much. What is the total amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Oh God, I don't know. the value of the house. I don't know, $600,000.
How much?
Probably $600,000. I'm somewhere around there.
$600,000.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And how confident are you that you could come up with $600,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain I could come up with a full $600,000. I could probably come up with the $600,000. I could probably not come up with a $600,000. I am certain I could not come up.
Yeah. I'm hoping if I pay the insurance, that they would pay me back, the full amount.
So you could say that, well, I could probably come up with a $600,000, or I am
me
sure
me or the insurance?
Well, in this case, you.
No, I don't have the $600,000.
Okay, thank you so much. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last, in the last year? It has increased or decreased?
It has increased.
It has increased significantly. It means over 10%, or it has increased somewhat from 1 to 10%.
I don't know. Has your insurance increased more than 10%?
No.
It has increased over 10% or
from No. I don't know how what percentage, but it has not been more than 10%.
So would you say that it has increased or it has remained the same?
No, it has increased, but not over 10%. I don't know what the percentage, but it did go up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. And what about the last 3 years? It has increased or it has increased?
I haven't lived here for 3 years. I have not lived here for 3 years.
And what about the last 5 years?
I have not lived here for 5 years. I haven't owned a house in 5 years. I've only owned a house for two. So I don't know.
I could only tell you
what's the last year.
Okay, thank you so much. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider?
No. I just paid the increase.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? It is the 100%. I want to be insured for the full replacement value.
No, I want 100% of the full value.
Okay, thank you so much. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I would not move from my home?
I will not move from my home.
Thank you. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowners' insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Do you think it's the federal government, the state government, the local government, or do you think that government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
The state government.
Thank you so much. And on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
I don't know. I'm going to say 3.
Okay, and the same question, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk? Using a scale from
3.
Thank you, and the same question, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Depends on the developer. I would take 3 again.
3. Okay, thank you. And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risks?
They're pretty good about that, so I want to say 4.
4. Okay, thank you. And how much confidence do you have that the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
I don't know, 3.
Okay, thank you so much. And, well, next, I would like to ask you just a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida?
Of what?
Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida?
Oh, yes, 100%, uh-huh.
And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
No, I live far away from the ocean, from any sea or water, or body of water.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Do you think it's increased income taxes, increased property taxes, or increase both income and property taxes?
No, none of them. I think they should stop giving so much money away for welfare instead and supporting the people who actually pay taxes.
Okay, thank you so much. And, well, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters and 30 feet above sea level rise, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Extremely concerned.
Extremely concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much. And when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important?
I have to go. How much longer? Because I really have to go. If not, just call me back another day. I'd like to help you, but it's just, I really have to go.
Well, there was just a few questions. I don't know.
I have to put my son to sleep. I'm sorry.
Maybe I can reach you. No. Okay. Thank you.